Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that will be me. And in the studio, I'm joined now by Sam Knight.
Hello, you're right.
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, great, thanks. I'm really good.
Now, you're no stranger because you have been on before and we've met before, haven't we?
Yes.
I suppose you could say that we've gigged together, but yeah, I did just kind of join in on one of your songs, didn't I?
It's more of a gate crashing than a collaboration.
Yeah. You know, you get a photo bomb and then you get a singer bomb, don't you? And I can't remember what we sung, but we kind of, you just finished the set and there was a little bit of a crowd there and we thought, come on, let's keep it going. And I think we sung,
That a Kick in the Head?
Oh, yes, Ain't That a Kick in the Head? It's a fantastic track. And of course, Robbie Williams redone it as well, which is good on his album, Swing When You're Winning. Now, I was going to say you're local, but you're actually from the East End.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm from East London.
So, prediction on West Ham this afternoon.
Well, we've got to support the local team, so I'm a West Ham boy, so I'm hoping they'll win today anyway.
I'm gonna go 2-1.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stick me head out 2-1. And anyway, full name's Sam Knight. It's not a stage name, it's actually your actual name, isn't it? And it's not your first time to Brentwood, but what do you make of Brentwood? Because off air, we're just talking about Towie. Is it, you're a bit of a fan of that?
Yeah, I'm a massive fan of Towie. I was just saying that it's, I'm not used to such a nice area because, like I sound from the rough East End, as you'd say.
It's posh here, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm a little bit posh, a little bit luxury. But you were saying just now about the only way is Essex, weren't you?
Yeah, it's just like a bit walking around Brentwood. It's like walking around Hollywood, isn't it?
Yeah, everyone's going on these Towie tours and the shops and whatever.
And you're absolutely right. And Sunday is the day when that all happens. If you're actually wandering around, if you're wandering around now with your earphones in, you'll see lots of Towie tours. And on the Friday night and the Saturday, lots of people come from Wales and Manchester.
Wow.
And they have all the hen nights and they're all wandering around town visiting all the places. Oh, look, that's where Joey kissed so-and-so. It's quite strange. Right, let's get to the music. Because for the listeners, if people aren't familiar with you, tell us about your music and how would you describe your musical genre?
Well, I specialise in swing music mostly, but recently, where I've been gigging a lot the last couple of years, I've sort of expanded my repertoire, as it were. So I do a bit of Motown and soul and pop and just like general mixture of music. So I'm, like I said, I've been gigging a lot lately, so I do weddings and birthdays and all that sort of stuff. And I absolutely love swing music, like in the old like Rat Pack stuff, Frank Sinatra, as well as like the modern like Michael Bublé, Robbie Williams sort of crooners and stuff like that. I absolutely love it. But yeah,
and quite a few have got Rod Stewart done a track, a couple of people, this Enders girl done a swing track, a swing album. So it's in the last decades, but it's made a bit of a comeback as well.
Yeah.
But could I ask what age are you?
I'm 19.
19, so you're very young. So what made you jump into music and specifically, I suppose, choose swing music against, some of the more modern stuff you'd get?
Well, I don't know. When I listen to these sort of modern crooners like Michael Bublé and stuff, I sort of heard them initially and thought, well, I quite like the sound of this sort of thing. And then from that, I've gone back and listened to the classic like Ella Fitzgerald and Tony Bennett and all that sort of stuff. And just really falling in love with it. A lot of people say I'm an old soul. I'm only 19. Most people would be listening to dance music or whatever. But I just love good music, no matter what sort of genre it is, whether it's, a bit of Ray Charles or, not necessarily swing or jazz, but just any music that I find appealing,
And when we're going to do a live track soon, but I must say for people who are listening and who've not heard you, your voice is well above a 19-year-old.
No, thank you.
Would be doing when you sing. You do get that. Oh, wow, that's fantastic, isn't it? That's one of the first things I noticed about you. And the first time we met, obviously, he was a lot younger, so you just seem to be getting better and better and better. What's your favourite artist or track to sing?
My favourite artist, probably someone along the lines of Michael Bublé or Frank Sinatra, really. I think that the way that they interpret the Great American Songbook and all the classic standards, I think is just great. They're, like you say, like with me, I sort of base my expertise vocally in terms of, like, I'm not exactly a great performer in terms of dancing or whatever, but sometimes I think with great music you can just stand there and sing, as if you've got the voice like the Sinatras and the Dean Martins do, then you don't really need all the aesthetics of like dancers on stage and all that. I just love a good tone of voice, really.
Stars in Your Eyes is back at the moment. And Michael Bublé was done last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought the bloke murdered it, personally. But tonight I'm going to be, because it's done by the other one with the collars now.
Harry Hill.
Harry Hill does it, because it used to be tonight Jeffrey or whatever it was going to be. But they've changed the format. But the old show was a lot better. I thought the old show, the original show, it's been going like 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
They used to sound, you know, more or less spot on. But now they're just like, I mean, they had a Lady Gaga. She was just sung like a... It was a good voice, but it didn't sound like her.
Yeah.
They've kind of come away from that. Now, you're doing lots of... you're gigging quite a bit. And I noticed you've been doing lots of weddings and things like that. So do you find people come up to you and ask you to do... You know, do you get strange requests? Do people come up to you and say, can you do something which is completely outside what you'd normally sing?
Yeah, I mean, people come up to me and they'll halfway through a gig, they'll say, oh, can you do, you know, Fly Me to the Moon? And I'm like, well, yeah, I've got it coming up, you know, and stuff like that. But, yeah, like I was saying to you earlier, I've got a website now where, you know, everyone, if anyone's interested in booking me or whatever, you can go in there and find out more about booking me. No matter what it is, I'm doing house gigs now as well. It doesn't necessarily have to be a massive do. And, yeah, I just love it. No matter where I am, I just love the opportunity to sing, really. So whatever chances that are coming my way, I'm just excited to take them, which is why it's a pleasure to be here today.
That's house gigs, as in houses, not house music, is it?
Yeah, that'd be a slightly different version of a house song.
Now, who booked this gig?
Oh dear.
They're all jumping up and down. Is there a song you dread to sing? Is there one you think, oh no, please not again, no, I don't like this song?
Oh, I don't know, really. I think because where I perform the great standards, sometimes they can be overplayed.
Yes.
So like when I'm at a gig or whatever and people say, oh, can you do My Way or New York, as much as it's a great song, I've sung it 1,000 times and I still love it, but don't get me wrong, it's just that sometimes you go, oh, here we go again, all right then, you know, they've got to get what they want.
Mac the Knife surfaced like that, didn't it?
Yes.
I mean, when Robbie Williams called it out, and loads of people start singing Mac the Knife, and as a compare, and I've done a lot of karaoke gigs as well, I find that people come up and they tend to sing the same songs, like, oh no, Mac the Knife, not again, you know. But there's quite a few, vocal variations of the song as well,
with
the different wordings on the ends and the starts, and how people sing it. But so you don't have, any like unusual requests, or is it more or less, you know, people know what they're getting when they book you?
Not so much that. I think they're surprised when I come out, especially the last couple of years, whereas before I just used to do mainly swing and jazz. Now that I'm sort of expanding my repertoire, as it were, it's like when I come out and do Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars, they're like, we didn't expect that, because we're so used to hearing the sort of crooner stuff. And then it's good to have a sort of a variety of stuff, because you can please everyone. So it's great when I sort of do like a Ollie Murs or something, or a sort of an upbeat one, a modern one that they wouldn't necessarily expect. It's great reaction to see what they're... reaction is when I do one that they wouldn't necessarily expect.
And the good thing is, on your website you've got a list of all the tracks you do. And I run through the list and I noticed you do quite a bit of rock and roll, and Elvis in particular. Now it's really funny, because when you go to sing an Elvis song, like Teddy Bear, I suppose, you for some reason people who try to sing it always, after about 3 or 4 bars, they end up trying to do Elvis.
Oh,
baby, let me be.
Yeah.
And do you find that, or do you try and break away and just sing it? Is there a normal way of singing an Elvis song? Or do you just have to go with it? It's going to have to sound like Elvis. That's it.
It's like, I see what you mean with Elvis. It's very much like, it's like you're sitting on a washing machine. It's very like, come on and let me be.
And you can't win, because if you don't do it like Elvis, people go, don't sound nothing like Elvis.
I try to, whenever I try and do a cover of a song, I mean, a lot of the stuff that I do is covers, but funny enough, we'll come up to that later, I've got an original song in the making at the moment.
I'm going to ask you about that.
And and when I try and do a cover of a song, I don't try to be a tribute at all. I try to make it my own and hopefully bring a breath of fresh air to it, really, because everyone's heard the, you know, the original version. I'm just trying to also, sort of like what Michael Bublé did to me, was I'm trying to introduce it to younger audiences, because when I volunteer, like at my secondary school, I go back there and all the kids, they're into, like, you know, the modern stuff,
Flo
and whatever,
Rider.
And when I go back there and I've got them into swing, and it's like an accomplishment for me, because the fact that I've managed to introduce them to people like legends like Ray Charles and, you know, Ella Fitzgerald and people like that, it's an accomplishment to sort of introduce it to a younger audience, really.
Yeah, Ray Charles, there's a good film about him. It's great.
Oh, brilliant,
great
film.
Great film and artist. Well, we're going to do a track then. So, first of all, you can want to adjust your mic, and I'll carry on talking while you get ready. Because the first track that you're going to do is, which is going to be live, and I'm laughing at it. I'm hoping that's not going to break while you're doing it. It'll be kind of funny. And you're going to sing a song which is slightly a bit, it's away from swing, the first one, is it? Tell us about the first song.
The first song is a Michael Bublé pop song called Everything. It's one of his first original ones, and it's got a sort of jazzy feel to it, but it's also a pop song as well.
Okay, right. Well, when you're ready, are you nearly ready?
Yeah.
Go on, you just fiddle around with that.
Thank you. Is that high enough?
Yeah. That's what we like. Cause you're, and you're quite tall, aren't you?
I know, I'm quite tall.
the mic's it's on full stretch there, and the spring should hold. If it starts getting lower and lower, you'll actually start getting... You'll probably have to go on your knees by the end of the song just to get the last bit in, but hopefully it'll stay
with
you.
That's fine.
Okay, let's give it a whirl. You ready?
Yeah, great. You're a falling star. You're the getaway car. You're the line in the sand when I go too far. You're the swimming pool on an August day. And you're the perfect thing to say. And you play coy, but it's kinda cute. The way you smile at me, you know exactly what you do. Baby, don't pretend you don't know it's true. Cause you can see it when I look at you. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, it's you, it's you. You make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. Ooh, yeah. You're a carousel, you're a wishing well, and you light me up when you ring my bell. You're a mystery, you're from outer space, you're every minute of my everyday. And I can't believe that I'm your man, and I get to kiss you, baby, just because I can. Whatever comes our way, oh, we'll see it through. And you know that's what our love can do. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, it's you, you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. So la 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 la. So la 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 la. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, it's you, you make me sing your every line. You're every word, you're everything. You're every song, and I sing along, cause you're my everything. Yeah, yeah. So la 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 la. So la 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 la. Thank you.
Fantastic. Yes, we put the CD on, it jumped to the last track. What was the last? Was it Mr. Bojangles?
Mr. Bojangles, it was just a backup there.
What a classic song as well. And do you know, I'll put a couple on the memory stick before. I thought I'll put a couple on, just in case there's any problems. And so I loaded three or four backing tracks. Well, I might play one out before you go.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a listen and see what you think of them. So, great, that's Michael. And that was just like Michael Bublé. Looks like Michael Bublé was actually in the room.
Thank you.
And then we had some kind of like people knocking on the window as well. Was that my son? There you go. Live radio. Can't beat it, can you? Now, tell us about because it's always nice to do an EP and things like that. You want to be working on some of your own stuff. You talked earlier about doing your own material, because you mainly do covers. That's how you make your money, obviously, doing gigs. So it's obviously hard to do new material when you're gigging to people that expecting to see like Frank Sinatra's come turning up. Tell us about your new material and writing and producing your own song.
Well, funnily enough, it's a friend of mine that I know from YouTube. He's a brilliant, talented singer-songwriter called George Reese. And I met him when last time I was on Phoenix FM celebrating a birthday. And we've remained friends since then, and he's a really talented singer-songwriter, and he's written me a song called One of These Days. And funnily enough, it premiered on YouTube yesterday. He put a rough demo of it onto YouTube as a Saturday song that he does as part of his YouTube series, and it is brilliant. It's got a sort of pop ballad sort of tone to it, and it's the first he said, I wanted to write you a song, I really like your voice and stuff. And like I say, I'm helpless at writing my own stuff. Whenever I try and write my own stuff, it turns out I end up playing a song that's already been written. So I'm really excited about it. It's coming up. Like I say, it only just premiered on YouTube yesterday. But I'm really looking forward to it. It's called One of These Days.
And is it something you've written yourself?
No. It's one that he's written for me.
Yeah. Have you put anything into the...
Well, at the moment, it's early stages, but he's written the whole song himself, and we're just going to work on it together and add in... Like I said, it's a rough demo, so maybe if I wanted to add certain different lyrics or whatever, or different sound to it, but yeah, I'm really excited about it, so look out for that in the future.
What about EPs? Do people ask you for EPs, even though it just covers? Do you think I'll do a cover of like Robbie Williams done Swing when you're winning? Was that some of the thing you do?
Yeah, well, I've got my own little home recording studio at home that I've set up, and I record my covers for when I put my covers on YouTube and stuff. So I've been making some CDs to sell at gigs and stuff, and demo CDs to hand out to places just so they can get an idea of my voice. But yeah, I've just been recording about 10 tracks, like covers, and that's gonna, like I said, I'll bring that along to a gig and stuff. If anyone wants to take it home with them, then that sort of thing. Yeah,
is there much competition in this type of work, Sam? Do you find I know of a couple of other like laid-back swing singers for these type of gigs. Is there a limited amount available, or is there quite a lot going around? Is it hard to find the gigs?
Well, like you say, I think it's making a bit of a comeback. The same way that folk made a bit of a comeback when Mumford & Sons came about, I think now that, like you say, the Robbie Williams and stuff and Michael Bublé are doing more and more swing, it's becoming a lot more accessible for younger people. So yeah, I definitely think as soon as you approach a club or wherever, and you say I'm into the 50s swing and jazz or whatever, it's something different. It's not your average. I mean, they're probably expecting a 19-year-old to do a bit of pop, and it sort of sets me apart from the crowd, I'd imagine, hopefully, that I can do that sort of thing, as well as the modern stuff, as well as the soul Motown as well. Yeah.
And you could also chuck in a bit of Olly Murs. I noticed you do a bit of Olly Murs, as well as your Robbie and some of the others, Bruno Mars, and you've got all that. You can throw some of that in there. And of course, Michael Bublé, who's got had loads of albums out, got Christmas album come out as well.
Yeah.
So they're still out there, aren't they? So peddling their stuff, so to speak. So it's not necessarily I say an old person's thing. It's not really. It can be done by the youngsters equally as good.
Yeah, I mean, funnily enough, talking about the Christmas album, I'm planning to release a Christmas EP next Christmas, because this Christmas I wasn't able to do it because I had different schedules. But hopefully next Christmas I'll have some Christmas covers out as well that be available on iTunes or whatever, hopefully. That's in the pipeworks there.
It's hard to do parties and house things and weddings. What's your favourite gig? Do you have one? Do you think, weddings, that's quite hard?
Well, funnily enough, talking about Christmas as well, we just, back in December, because I volunteer as a scout leader as well.
I see this on Facebook,
And we did a fundraising event for the scout group, and it was a Christmas swing night, and it was a massive success. We hired out a function room, and it was a great evening. I was doing some Christmas covers as well as some non-Christmas covers, and it was a great night, and it raised funds for scouts as well. So I'd probably say something like that, where I love Christmas music and singing in general. It was good because it raised the funds for the scout group I help out as well. So
and you went on 2 years ago, you was at the Bremer Festival as well, weren't you?
Yeah, I wasn't at the I wasn't performing, but
you
I was there.
I
was there, but I helped. I remember when we was promoting the
we've done the promotion,
that's right, in Brentwood High Street, wasn't
so
it?
So is that something you'd like to do on the big stage?
Oh yeah, we've approached Brentwood Festival actually. I'm really interested in doing as much festivals as I can, because I've not done one yet, and like we say, we're just in the works at in the process of contacting people at the moment about that. So
I have got some good contacts for you on that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I shall forward you over some.
It's not what you know.
Yes, exactly. It's not. What about, have anything embarrassing happen to you when you go on stage or when you go to these venues? Do you go to a venue and it's like, it's totally not what you expected and, you know, you've got that load of like 5-year-olds running around and you go, oh, no.
No, do you know what? I think...
People are pretty good when they know, they research what they are after.
Yeah.
You know, I suppose with that type of music, you think you need to know exactly what you're booking. Do you find people know... they've got a good idea of what they're going to get.
Yeah, I think I'm always, I really appreciate anyone that comes along to one of my gigs. I always say that I've performed at Westfield in Stratford, and I always say
Westfield presents, though, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, it's getting big, though.
Yeah, for people that are passing by and stuff and stopping and listening, I really do appreciate anyone that listens. And like you say, I wouldn't say I've had a tough gig, but I remember a slight mess up was one time I kept on getting feedback on my mic because I had a metal type in, and it wasn't a great look when I was halfway through Mac the Knife, and then all of a sudden it was like massive feedback. That can sometimes go wrong, but
and you can't do nothing about that, really, can you?
Yeah.
The good thing about the Westfield gig is, although you don't necessarily have to have the big crowd around you, because the sound is going out, people are shopping and they're listening to what's going on. I know quite a few of the artists that have been on the show have done that gig, and they said it's really, really good. People come up and ask them quite a few questions, and they've got things from the back of it, which is good. Kensington Roof Gardens is another good one.
Mm. Okay.
Which I'll send you some details on. That's a fantastic gig. It's in London, and they do loads of live music, and the clue's in the name, because at the top of the club, they've got a nightclub. On the top of the club, they've got a big garden.
Yeah,
where they do live acts there, and some fantastic modern acts as well as up and coming artists as well. So look out for that.
Because also in November, I also perform at Barking Firework Display in Barking Park, which is about 8,000 people, which is a massive rush because it's so many people. Everyone's getting into it and stuff. And I do that every year now. I've done that for the last 3 years. Barking and Dagenham Roundtable Firework Display, and it's a massive load of fun. It's really good for.
We're going to do another track.
Yeah.
What's your second track called?
My second track is You Make Me Feel So Young.
So oh, I love this
classic,
one.
Originally by Frank Sinatra. Yes. So that's the version I'm doing today.
Okay, well, get your mic ready. And this time I'll be hot on the button, and I've checked the track. It's going to be the right one this time. That's a good thing about radio, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can, and you work when you're working off CD, the track just jumps to a completely different track. And I was just putting it out there for you, see if you'd just break into a bit of a totally different track. Mr. Bojangles instead.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, thank you.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung. Every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I, we're just like a couple of tots running around the meadow, picking up all those forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I wanna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young. You make me young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung. Every time I see a grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna run and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I, we're just like a couple of tots running around the meadow, picking up all those forget-me-nots. You make me young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, lots of bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and grey. I wanna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young, babe. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young.
Oh, fantastic. Just like the band was here, wasn't it? It was that good.
Thank you.
Well, while you're just that, I'll do the traffic and travel.
Sunday lunch. Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that's me. Your favourite Essex boy. Can't be bad. Now, quite a few of the guests I've had in, I'm bringing this up because the voices on at the moment, I've dabbled in what we call reality TV. Is this something you would look at doing?
I have. It's funny, every year I end up applying for X Factor and The Voice. I just never end up going to audition because I just often wonder, is it the sort of thing that they're looking for? Especially with the X Factor, I think it's more towards pop and stuff as well. But yeah, I've, at the moment I'm just trying to, I think I want to be seen as a sort of a performer, rather than, like, you know, when you see him on those shows and they're like, oh, he's only young, and they sort of put him through because he's so young and they're impressed. I want to be taken more seriously, so maybe if I was ever to go on one of them shows, I think I'd go when I've got a bit more experience, which is why I'm sort of building it up now with the gigging and stuff.
Yeah. Do you watch it?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I watch both the X Factor and all of those sort of shows, BGT and The Voice as well.
Yeah. Lots of, so many people at the window today, isn't there? It's like watching, you know, through the square window. I'll have to go and let them in. Sec. Let me put on the track while we go and find out who's outside Studio One, and we'll be right back with Sam. This is Ellie Goulding. Track from Ellie Goulding, "Love Me Like You Do." My next guests are right. They're in Studio One at the moment. Brentwood Food Bank are going to be here. Oh, tell us about what's been going on the charity for the Trussell Trust and Brentwood Food. So if you want to listen to that, stick around. That'll be happening just after 1 o'clock. Meanwhile, I'm here with Sam Knight. If you haven't been listening to it, he's a swing singer from East London, and that's quite a well-known swing singer as well. There's not many people when I talk about you know, this type of music, this genre, and I mention you, they say, "Oh, I know Sam."
Oh, really?
Which is quite good. It's just the power of social media. Now, well, I know you've got a Facebook and Twitter account, but let's run through those quickly, because you're on Twitter at SamKnight95.
Yeah, that's right.
Sam Knight on Facebook.
Yep.
And you've got a brand new website, which is really good, because if you want to see the songs, there are actually some YouTube clips, and if you go to the website, you can get to everywhere from there, can't you?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. So the website is samknightsinger.co.uk, and you can go on there and you can inquire about bookings and also see the set list. So all the songs that I'm capable of doing. I mean, that was updated in November, and since then it's even a few more tracks since then that have been released that I've covered as well. And yeah, you can go to samknightsinger.co.uk. If you're interested in hiring me for entertainment of any sort of occasion, like I say, I do birthdays, private functions of any sort of kind, weddings and all that sort of stuff, and also I've been doing a lot of working men's clubs and stuff like that, so, as well. But yeah, just go on there. There's links to my Instagram as well. It's the same as my Twitter, SamKnight95, and you can listen, like Tony just said, you can listen to all my YouTube covers as well.
Now, if you could go back in time. And well, not necessarily, but if you could duet or collaborate with another artist, dead or alive, who would you go back with?
Well, funnily enough, I would have to say Michael Bublé, and I remember I flooded him with tweets when I went to see him at the O2 the week before. I was saying, "I'm a swing and jazz singer, please get," because I know that he does that sort of thing spontaneously. He gets people up and
great YouTube clip of that young lad.
And that guy's name was Sam, which made me even more jealous, the guy that he got up with. But sadly, the PR team got back to me and said, "Oh, sadly, Michael won't be able to do that for you." But yeah, that would be my choice.
You've got like a trillion views or something. Yeah. This young lad come up, the mum was going, "Yeah, you can sing." And he went, "Wow." I noticed he sung really well, and he got him off stage quite quick after that.
Yeah, he was a bit worried about his career then.
Yeah, you can find that on YouTube. It's fantastic. And that's a great possibility. And so far, all you've had is me jumping on stage and singing with you.
Well, what more could I ask for?
We might recreate that before the end of the show. Let's go to track six, because we're going to be doing track six now. Tell us about that. And
This is a Ray Charles classic. It's called "Hallelujah, I Love Her So."
No, I love this song. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to this. Right, get your mic ready. And I'll get ready on the important bit, which is pressing the green button.
Thank you.
All my job's about now, just pressing the right buttons in the right order.
Hallelujah,
me tell you about a girl I know. Well, she's my baby and she lives next door. And every morning before the sun comes up, she brings me coffee in my favorite cup. Yes, I know, oh, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I love her so. When I'm in trouble and I got no friends, I know she'll go with me right to the end. She kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me, Sammy, it'll be alright. Yes, I know, oh, Lord, I know. Hallelujah, I love her so. Now when I call her on the telephone and I tell her that I'm all alone, all I've got to do count from 1 to 4, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down and when there ain't nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me, Daddy, it'll be alright. Yes, I know, oh, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone and I tell her that I'm all alone, all I've got to do count from 1 to 4, I hear her at my door. In the evening when the sun goes down and when there ain't nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me, Daddy, it'll be alright. Yes, I know, oh, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I love her so. 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 Hallelujah, I love her so.
Thank you.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Fantastic. Sam. Thank Sam you. Knight. that was my best one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd really love that track. And it's a track I've had a little go myself as well, I must say. Now, for people who want to catch you locally, where are you going to be next? What's lined up for you next live-wise?
I'm performing in a pub called the... What was it? Or something in...
Oh, yeah, the Boar, yeah, see it online.
Yes, that was it, yes, in Valentine's in... Where is it? In... Oh, what was it? Basildon.
That's yeah. Coming up quite quick now.
Yes, that's right. Yes, 14th of February, Valentine's in the Boar Pub. And also, I'm just... at the moment, I've also got a house birthday coming up in Brentwood as well, funnily enough, for like 50th or 60th birthday. But yeah.
So the Valentine's one's going to be like all your...
I can get all my love songs.
All your love songs in.
Yeah.
I bet people all love all that, don't they?
Yeah.
That type of stuff. It's fantastic to, you know, because you do a lot of restaurant work. Is that kind of the backgroundy singer, you know, the swing jazz style?
Yeah, well, so far we've approached a lot of restaurants, especially like Italian restaurants, because I noticed a lot of Italian restaurants have that. They like the sort of swing and jazz. But yeah, I'm yet to do a restaurant, but I'd love to do that. That'd be a new experience for me, yeah.
It'd be good. Listen, it's been lovely having you on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And I know you're going to have a great, great year. I mean, it's only just started, and you've already been on my show, and I've so far managed to press all the right buttons in the wrong order. So it can only get better than that. Now, I've got this little track lined up here that I thought we might have a listen to.
Okay.
And you'll probably start it, and I might just join in.
Yeah, sure.
Remember, because it will take us back to that big stage moment. It was a big stage as well, colossal. Bit of a 4x2 quickly bashed together on the high street. No, it was good fun. And I remember jumping up and having a little sing.
Yeah.
But whether I'll remember the words, we just don't know. So
yeah.
Here we go. Let's put it on the jingle format and we'll go from there. Hey.
Here we go.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Her room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps
spinning. I go to sleep, I keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful, like sunshine enough to spread. And it's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't that a kick in the head?
That's pretty good, mate.
Yeah.
You're not nearly as good as me.
Like the fella just said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep, I keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. Oh, I couldn't get any better now. Oh, I'd be sick. Oh, oh, tell me quick. Oh, ain't that a kick? Tell me quick. Ain't that a kick in the head?
Wow.
Love it.
I just made my day. There you go.
Ah, oh, brilliant.
Singing with the great Sam Knight. Fantastic.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been
a glad you're in the background making me sound so good there. Other than that, so stop people tuning away there. So listen, it's been great. What you got lined up for the rest of the day? Anything good?
I'm going to go and have a Sunday lunch, I think.
Absolutely. It is Sunday lunch. You're on the Sunday lunch show and then straight on to Sunday lunch.
Yeah, doing it in style.
Great stuff. Sam, it's been a pleasure, and keep in touch. And this is all going to be, if you missed any of this, by the way, it's going to be on the show page blog, which I'll be tweeting out tomorrow on phoenixfm.com. And if you head over to the shows, or the show page, check out the Sunday lunch show, and you'll be able to see the video, which we've taken. You'll be able to hear me singing again and all the tracks from Sam. And stay where you are. News coming up, and then we'll be right back with Brentwood Food Bank.